Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Building Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics, with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Building, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signing, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news. Money train, baby. With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, Ninja? What's up, People's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Break through, baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Wide awake, because we're going to have a ride and a hoot tonight, guys. I have Miss CeCe from Tupelo, Mississippi, 92 Jams Radio, Brother to Sister Talk. I have Nocturnal
What's up?
What's up, CeCe? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, Caesar. I'm so honored to be here this evening, and I'm ready to have some fun. What's up with you?
Hey, man, everything is going on, but everything is not going on. We got, man, it's going to be a great show tonight, CeCe. I'm glad you're
That's
being part
what's
of
up.
We're happy to have you, CeCe. Yes, ma'am. Hey, girl, we got Mr. Nocturnal on the phone, guys. He's going to be on the phone and tell a little bit about what he has going on, about his new albums out, and we're just so happy to have him. What's up, Nocturnal?
What's up, world? Hey, young world. How you doing, man?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You guys all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're doing fine, brother. Doing fine, man. Just happy to have you on, man. It's great to have you, brother. Hey, man, look, we also got J-Man on the phone, but I think he dropped his call, so I got to call him back, but I'll call him back in a little bit, so you guys just get ready for one of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio, where we do it real big. Also, I got my girl on the phone, Miss G Suave. Hi, Miss Suave.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, guys, look, you're going to have to deal with Miss Suave. Her voice is very sexy. She can't control herself. So if you feel like you must drool, go ahead and do it. You know, if you need a tissue, you need to get a tissue now. So, hey, Miss Suave, try to be easy on the night. Try to be easy on my man tonight, all right?
I am being easy. I'm being myself.
That's what I'm talking about.
A real man to handle. A real man can handle it. So I'm pretty sure he has no problem.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead, girl. Work your magic, baby.
Hey, I knew you were going to talk to me.
All I know is all I really know is your hoe wants to be with me.
Check it out. I'm not done introducing people. Also, I have the world famous Tony on the phone, radio personality. What's up, Bicycle Tony?
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. What it is, people? What's going on, man?
You know what's up, baby. You know what's up, baby. You know how to do it. You know what's up. Hey, you know what? Willie hasn't come in yet. We haven't got Willie to call in yet, but hopefully he'll be calling in a minute or two. You guys, when Willie calls in, just bear with him, man. Willie is like one of We got somebody from the Chi-Town just tuned in. So, hey, guys, what's up? Hey, this is going to be a great show, man. We're going to get into it with everybody. If you have any questions, what I need you guys to do is push 1 on your keypad. And when you push 1, I'll see you, and then I'll acknowledge you. Hold on, let's check it out. I'm going to show you how 1 works. 773, what's up? You on the air?
God damn it, you know what the hell this is, boy.
Oh, What's up, Willie?
I'm I'm just up here. I'm just drinking a little bit.
Wow, wow.
I was so excited about the silver because I learned some new black language and everything. I just want to say what's up, everybody.
Hey, Willie, hey, let me tell you who's on the show tonight, man. We actually got my man J-Man's going to be on the show, and we have a young lady out of Tupelo, Mississippi. She's a radio personality. Her name is C.C. Jackson, and we also
Hello.
Got on.
Peekaboo.
I got a damn question for you, Slazer.
I hear you.
Or it's just
a we got Tartone on the phone, guys. So let me introduce everybody right now. We're ready to go. But first, I need to play a song. You know how we do it. You know how we start our show out. We start our show out with a song, and you guys just sit back and relax for a minute and check it out.
Yes, Bob.
She just got signed to Sony, so she's on stage.
That song off the plane. relation to their buddies.
hey, man, you're right, man. That song right there is right off the Plantations, brother. I mean, hey, what can I say, man? Hey, she's a good singer, man. Hey, Willie, what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring my man Nocturnal in, and we're going to see what he has going on with his life, what is he doing with his rap career, and then we'll talk to Miss CeCe, and then we'll go to my man J-Man to see what he has going on from Tupelo, Mississippi. Hey, right now, what's up, Nocturnal? Let's get you on the phone lines, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's up?
Hey, man, you know, it's just an honor to have you on, man. It's just great. I'm real honored to have you on the show, man. So, but you know what? Hey, just tell me.
I don't think you heard me when I first said "What's up."
You're right.
I didn't say "What's up." I said "What's up."
I get you, brother.
What's up,
brother? That's Bicycle Tony, man, in the background. So, I mean. Yeah. We just, hey, man, we're going to be tag-teaming you up, man. But I'm going to let Miss Suave, you know, tell us basically who you are so we'll know. And then let's get into it with Miss Suave. She's going to be one-on-one with you. Then I'll come back and ask you a question. And Bicycle Tony will ask you a question. And then we'll let the listening audience ask you a question, all right?
All right, it's not a problem at all. Well, first of all, I got a new song coming out. And
Whoa. Tell the world who you are for the people that don't know, man. Tell them who you are.
Oh, I'm Nocturnal. I do music with Dr. Dre. I've ghostwrote for Dr. Dre. I've done a lot of music and ghostwrote for a lot of people on the West Coast just trying to help the West Coast stay alive. I've done a song with Missy Elliott and Dr. Dre. I got nominated for the best video of the year for that. So I was going to get some heavy hitters, and you know, it was a good thing. Basically all I could do is just say, all I really know is y'all wants to be with me, and she ain't playing, and that's who I got my break at.
I like that.
And I can just do it in a nutshell and just say, take it easy, because it's that boy you called.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, like, can you tell us, like, how long you've been in the game? I know you've been in the game for quite a while, but let us know how long exactly, because we like to know all that personal stuff, man.
Well, I've been out for a little bit, you know. I've done a lot of work at a young age, so one thing for sure that I've learned throughout the years is going along the way is that, you know, you really have to focus on what you're trying to do, and music will give you what you give it back. If you're not wholehearted about it, she's not going to be wholehearted with you when it comes to the paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the basic thing behind that is just to say how long I've been in the games. I was born a music baby. My father did music. And then I used to be in the garage with him, and, you know, it's a lot of things that transpired or whatever. But, you know, I used to just enjoy being in the studio with my dad, just listening to him. I used to mess with his instruments. Of course, you know, I used to get in trouble.
Hey, man, yeah, I can dig it.
Right. So, you know, don't be messing with his guitar. Mess with dad's guitar. That's the first way to get your butt whooped. But, you know, do not mess with daddy's equipment.
Yeah, you know,
I'm a hard head, and I enjoy music, so I used to do it all the time. But I've been in the game since, you know, around back in the days with my, you know, the song Back in the Days. When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But, you know, but I've been doing music for a long time. I'm actually a music baby, so it's all good.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Miss Suave, what's up, baby dog? Hey, your show is yours. Take over.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine.
You doing fine. So tell me, where did you get your name from? What was the inspiration for that?
Huh?
Did you hear me?
You said, where did I get my name from?
Yeah, what's the inspiration for that?
Well, actually, I got my name from Nas. He had an artist at the time. Well, my other rap name was Nature Boy. That was the one that I wanted to come out with. But then Nas came out with an artist called Nature Boy back in the day, so I had to change my rap name. And a good friend of mine from Long Beach, where I was born and raised or whatever, you know, he told me, he was like, why don't you just name your name Nocturnal, you know, with a capital K, and just put that on it. And I was like, well, okay, I can understand how that works because I stay up all night. He was trying to be funny, but the name was, yeah, actually the homies was laughing because it was funny, but I just kept the name.
So do you mind if I ask you what's your real name?
My real name is Royal. That's my first name.
Okay.
I ain't gonna give you the rest. I ain't gonna give you the rest. There's too much fog going on. But my first name is Royal.
Is Royal with an L?
R O Y A L. Like the word
Royal,
crown oil.
Like crown royal.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I drink that too.
Oh, okay, okay.
But the
all
funny
right,
part
so,
is my dad used to always tell me that my name would be in light. I just didn't know it would be spelled differently. It's spelled nocturnal, not royal.
How old are you, if you don't mind? How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24?
Yeah,
and
I've been 24 for 10 years.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I need to get with you and get your secret. So let me tell you, since you've been in this game for a minute and you've seen a lot of rappers, whether they're mainstream or underground, come and go, what is it unique about you that you think makes you have staying power in this game?
Well, one thing for sure is I don't write, theme music or like fad music. I write music that's timeless. Like I come from the heart and I narrate for the streets, and the streets have never changed, and political stuff has never changed. And you know the thing about it is when I write my music, I come from the heart and the soul and the things that I've been involved with in my life, and that's why there's a lot of people that can relate to me and my fans can relate because it's always going to happen. But you know if you start naming different stuff and different things that you wear and different trends, what end up happening, what I've noticed is, like, you'll fade real quick because the song, like, okay, a year from now, it's like, okay, something might not be popular than it was, like, 2 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? When I was growing up, 501s, Busta Browns, and, you know what I mean? Like,
it just
you know what I'm saying? You got 501, khaki, Busta Browns, now you got skinny jeans, you know. I just be trying to figure out how they're going to run from the police and where they're going to put their gun at.
Have you worked with any mainstream artists, or do you have any collaborations with any people in the mainstream?
Well, you know. I do. I mean, of course, you know, my album is coming out, so, I mean, of course I do. And it's like, you know, it's a category of people. But, you know, what I try to focus on is that, you know, Kanye West, new artist, I just did a song with him the other day. But, you know, it's like the main thing I try to focus on is giving my true West Coast fans what they need so that we can get back into the life of things. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's a funny thing. It's a funny ordeal about what's going on. And we got to stop giving ourselves a bad name when we go out and go to these other places and stuff and stop gangbanging and doing silly stuff and understand that it's really a business. You know what I mean? We can't treat this situation like block, even though we would like to. You know what I mean? But this is a business. So my main focus is on doing what I have to do to make sure I succeed to help the West Coast be able to eat again on the mainstream that they should have been, that they have been with Dr. Dre being here.
Okay, so when you're performing in front of your audience, you know, one thing I noticed about Tupac back in the day, I can recall one of his concerts when he was trying to give a conscious message to the young people about gangbanging, since you brought it up. We know that that's really more or less a mentality, and a lot of the hip-hop artists kind of emulate that, whether they are part of it or not. So do you think that the music has influence on the mentality of the youth that are actually listening to you and seeing some of the hip-hop artists kind of emulate the gang activities?
Well,
do you
I mean,
think
you
that
know,
part of the problem?
Anything can be. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. But what I'm saying, the gang man community is not a problem. But what I'm saying is, anything can have an influence. Fashion can have an influence. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
anything that people see, you can see cigarette commercials and want to smoke. I mean, of course, we have influence, but everybody has to make their own choice at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Everybody got to end up meeting their maker. So one thing I do know is that whatever you choose to go with, just know that at the end of the day, that's what you got to deal with. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to live with
okay.
the decisions that you make.
Absolutely. And I want to know, can I get you to do something for me?
No.
No?
I'm just joking. Wait. you know I'm on your show. So why would I not do it? You see, what you look all, you sound like you looked all back baffled or something. That's funny.
No, I just want to see if I can get some little freestyle from you or something.
A freestyle?
Yeah, just off the top of your mind.
Last time I checked, I don't rap for free, but I do it for you. I stopped doing that a long time ago when it was official.
I just want a little bit.
Okay, I'll give you something. Let me see. I knock on your block with them that's full hopping, them that's full jocking, them that's full hop. Who pick it at your job for them to come rob militias, come broad, cash my whole squad, stomping who ride, lying to your mind, speaking to me blind. Get your seat, some B walks to the way to the G, talks on beats with deep drops, hawking night stalk, roll with true dogs and chewers, new hog, knocking Snoop Dogs.
I'm just saying
it's all good. It's a rhythm that you keep in the freestyle. Sometimes you don't need it.
Nerd DJ.
I know that we're on the radio, and I got Phil for my mouth sometimes, so I'd be having to watch it. So,
yeah, that's okay because you sound wonderful to me.
You know, I don't
want to
offend nobody.
There's
a whole lot of
good.
Stuff I could have said.
You're not going to offend anybody, man.
We're going to have fun with this new album because it's a great rendition of what really needs to go on because, you know, I got a better understanding of the industry. I got a better understanding of who I am, and I got better music as Nocturnal in the case of it. You know what I mean? I was too busy worried about helping everybody else out, and I forgot about it to help me, even though I did help me along the way. And, you know, they gave me a lot of pub and a lot of push. And it helped my career. And, you know, like I said, where would I be without Dr. Dre? My whole thing is that I'm always willing to help new West Coast artists and things like that that's coming up because that's just my thing. Like, where would I be if Dr. Dre didn't help me? You know what I mean? That is the quote for the day.
Excuse me, sir. I got a question for you.
Huh?
I got a question for you, sir. Could I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
All right, this is a question I got for you. Dr. Dre, can you talk to him for me? Tell him that I can't seem to find a doctor in this area that can help me out, but I got a severe case of gonorrhea.
Oh, Jesus.
That means you got a back problem.
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out. I've been lying on my back, upside down in different ways, and I can't seem to solve the problem. And I want you to tell Dr. Ray something for me. White side!
Yeah, right. I was just saying, one thing is, y'all can say right side all y'all want. But one thing for sure is some of y'all hate, but I know y'all got to love LA night and day. You all come play with Texas State.
They did have some hillbillies in L.A. I used to watch the Beverly Hillbillies back in the day. I still watch it sometimes.
Dude, I used to watch Andy Griffith when it was in black and white. It was pretty hilarious to me. I was tired of watching other black folks on the show.
There were no black people in Mayberry, though. That's the problem. I mean,
right.
I wish there was like that everywhere. Now I just see y'all everywhere. Now I just can't understand it.
I understand it. I understand it. I just say it in two phrases, two words.
Come on.
Barack Obama.
Hey,
I just wanted the world to know they lied to me when I was in school. They told me I never lived to see a black president. And what I want to say is, aha, you lied.
I just got one better story for you still. White
slave. What did I tell you last week about
now,
that,
if I
man?
If I wouldn't, can I check this out? If I wouldn't have beat the statistic in California for a black man, if I wouldn't have beat that statistic and I would have died at 25, I wouldn't have lived to see that. So they might have been right when they were telling me that because of the situation I was living in the hood. But I grew out of it. So everything is cool. They didn't lie to me. I lived to see one. And I want the world to know that he's doing a great job. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? And he does a lot for different people, and he's doing a lot for the middle class and people that need help in the lower class families. And sometimes Republicans don't like it, but you know what? Sometimes we got to eat for a change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why when he came out with his campaign, he said it's time for a change.
Yep,
on
that's fine.
Why he changed it, damn it. I ain't going to change. I'm going to be like this for the rest of my damn life.
No, I think that might have flew over your head.
No, Tunnel, check it out, man. Check it out. This is Willie, man. Willie is a racist redneck. He comes on the show every now and then. He actually comes on every week, man. Willie comes on the show. I've been trying to train him. I've been trying to teach him that black people are
good. Tell him this. He's there. Check this out, Willie.
I got you, boy. I'm
here.
Whatever your name is, I got you.
Hey, did you just call him, boy?
I got something called a Willie in my zipper. You want me to zip it down and give it to you?
I'm not down with that kind of stuff.
Yes,
like
you, I'm just saying, you know, racist people sometimes say, ain't nobody effing my sister but me.
That was that Barack Obama, I got your mama.
Huh?
NerveDJ.com.
Did you grow up in the backwoods? Did you grow up in the backwoods?
Gentlemen.
All right. There's nobody. What happened?
I'm going to tell you something. Your rappers are corrupting my kids. My kids walk right here, their pants sagging, and they smoking all that stuff, and I don't understand. Well, my kids learned smoking stuff from me. I got a little meth of a sister right about now, but.
I got a question.
And they watch your videos and all these damn pants come down. I don't know what the hell going on. They get in trouble at school and acting a damn fool for in rapping in class and beating on the desk and shit.
Yeah. But the fun part I got one more question for Willie. Can I get Willie one more question?
I got one more question.
Does everybody in the family, I want to know. I just want to know one thing. Is your eyes too close together?
I don't even own a mirror, so I couldn't even
see. Are you an inbred, is what I'm asking you.
I don't know. They said my dad and my mom were brother and sister.
You guys are so bad.
Oh, my God.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Wow. Hey, Willie. Hey, Willie, chill out for a second, brother. Chill out for a second. Nocturnal, Willie,
yes.
I mean, hey, man, he does need to be understood. He needs to be straightened out, and I appreciate you trying to straighten him out. But you're not going to do it, brother. Let me ask you about your song. You got a song called, let me see what the song is called. You got a song called,
Heartbeat.
Yeah, tell me about that song right there, Nocturnal.
Which one? Long Beach?
No, Heartbeat, and it's featuring Noah.
Yeah, Noah Jones is a good friend of mine. He's an artist, you know, that I have a Legion of Doom that I'm coming out with for to help the West Coast get back, help the West Coast get back to where they're supposed to be, because, you know, people consider me to be the prince of the West Coast, so it's now for me to grow up and be the king. So the Hardskipper beat is just like, it's a fun song, and it's a more mellow song than I usually do. You know, it's a little softer tone, so, you know, people can say, Mama, can you give me the new Nocturnal album? And they don't have to put it in their stocking and then take it out and throw it out the window because I'm saying Phil Florent Phil. You know what I mean? So basically, it's more melodical, and it's also a new style of Nocturnal. So like the Heart Skipper Beat song is something that I enjoyed doing because it was a recreation of me. You know what I mean? Like just a fun me. So then, without all the aggression, without all the street narration, it was just a fun me. And Noah Jones, he's a good dude. I did a few songs with him, but he helped me, you know, stop being so angry on the mic and have a little more fun. So this album is actually going to be a wonderful album. It's a new creation of Nocturnal. And, you know, it's called The Book of Nox. So the fun part about this album is going to be that people can actually play it around their parents. But I'm going to have a clean version. You know, I'm going to do the flip CD. I'm going to have a dirty version and the clean version. So when they're around their parents, they can listen to the clean version. And when they're around their friends in high school or something, they can listen to the dirty version.
Hey, I got you, man. I can see you. Hey, brother, give me a world premiere for this. Let's go ahead and get it started. This is
all
the
right.
DJ Black Caesar show. Could this say DJ Black Caesar? This is DJ Black Caesar and Miss Suave show. So say that and, you know, give us world premiere.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, check this out. This is Nocturnal. This is DJ. I was going to say DJ Nocturnal.
No, it's my show, nigga. It's my show. You can't say
that. I'm taking over the radio heads. First of all, this is Nocturnal. And all I really know is the DJ that's on the phone right now, we ain't gonna name no names. His hoe wants to be with me, and we're gonna release Hard Skipper Beat. And she's sitting in the chair right next to him. You can figure it out. World premiere.
Totally consumed. You spread throughout my nervous system like a virus. so infectious. Bed and breakfast, the thought of you had me wildin' out, thinking reckless. And it was more than what the sex is. We had a partnership, spending summer nights down in Texas. I never treated you the way I treat my exes. That's the reason why you were more than just an ex, bitch. We spent time, went out, had fun. If you saw some shit you wanted, damn right it got done. Can't you see how far we come? It's you and me, baby, we don't need anyone.
You can lay with me up in the clouds, yeah, anytime you want to.
You make my heart skip a beat. You make my heart skip a beat. Every time I see you on the street, girl, you make my heart skip a beat. Girl, you make my heart skip a beat.
That's Bill Gump.
That was nice, that right there. I like that, man. That was real sweet, brother.
Thank you.
Hey,
I appreciate it very much.
Hey, this is what we like to do with when we play songs on our show, man. We actually give them a grade. So hold on for a second, brother. We're going to give that song a grade. Okay, Miss Suave, you know how the show works. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give that song right there, Miss Suave?
Well, I don't want to scare anybody because I'm literally dead, because that song made my heart skip a beat about 10 million times. So.
Wow. Wow.
I might have to actually meet you in person.
And you know what I'll do for you? I'll sing a hook on your next song if you want me to.
Ooh.
Well, I got some swingers on. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Miss Cece, I know you're out there listening, baby. What are you going to song with there, Cece?
You know, I like the song, You Make My Heart Skip a Beat. What I really need for him to do is send that song to me so I can play it for my man when he's in one of his little effed up moods. I give it a... on a scale, I give it a 9+. Real talk.
Okay. Thank you.
Now that was hilarious. If you like that one, you gonna like the next one. You gonna like
okay.
The next one that I give you guys. So it's gonna be all good. But that was funny.
That was tight. I like that.
Thanks.
Check it out, guys. Let's get Willie on the phone and see what he thinks. Willie, what do you think about that song, Willie? What's up?
Well, I can't believe that I had 10 dogs get loose. 10 dogs!
10 dogs!
Hey,
dogs.
Guess what? Caesar, I just found out who this guy is. Hey, Nocturnal!
Hey, did you get him neutered already? If they got loose, you ain't got to worry about it.
Hey, that's my nigga right there. I love his music. He got this song called,
Hey, man. I told you about that.
He's so called Knock and The Way I Am or something with Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg. I like this guy. This guy is one of my favorite artists.
I appreciate that. I guess that means in his part of town, I guess that means he gives it a 10.
Hey, Slazer. Is this really Nocturnal on the phone right here?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Are you really Willie? I got a Willie.
I like this guy. You're one of my favorite artists. I mean, damn it, I play your music in my truck all the time. I even got your song playing on my tractor right now. I got 10
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. When I come down your way, you better make sure I got some hog mouth and pig feet.
I got all that stuff for you, boy. I'm telling you, it's going to be good for you. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
wow.
It's all good. I appreciate it. I appreciate you definitely.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot, Willie. I appreciate you, brother. I got one more person I want to get on the phone line. 901-901. You just heard that song, 901. I think that's a Memphis number. What do you got that song right there?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you got that song? Did you hear that song just playing now?
Yes, I heard that song. Do you know who this is?
I know who it is now. It sounds like Martha.
Okay, then. And I want this song.
I get you, baby. I get you. Let me introduce Martha to everybody that's on the phone line. This is Martha. She lives in Memphis, Tennessee. This is my future bride-to-be, so I'm introducing her to you guys on the phone. It's CeCe.
Hello.
Willie, you already... Yeah,
hello.
Thank you. I got Nocturnal on the show today, baby, so we're doing it pretty big with Nocturnal.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
We're having a lot of fun on the airwaves. I appreciate you guys. I know that. It's all in fun. And one thing
Nocturnal, here's the rest of the show right here. What we need now from you, I need you to give everybody your social networks where they can find you. If you got a website, they get that information. If you got a Facebook or Twitter, get that information so everybody can find you and see what you got going on, brother.
Oh, not a problem for a minute. I was just going to say give everybody my social security number. But
I need that social security number. I need to go check some of them damn texts you be getting. I need your social security number. What is it?
No, that's like when people take stuff off and they be like, yeah, well, I need you to give me they say something ridiculous. And they be like, yeah, your social security number. You don't know that you're not recording anymore.
Hey,
well, it's all good. But look, they can reach me at nocturnallbc@gmail.com. You can also reach me at Excalibur Records on the email. I also got mathematicstv.com and mathematics.com. It's spelled MATHMADIX, mathematics.com. You can check out the artists that I have that are coming out, and they are very vicious. You know, they bite. That's why I keep muzzles on them. We take the muzzles off. We take the muzzles off at the show.
Right.
All bite, no bark. So I mean, it's a good thing coming up, man. With the future of Nocturnal and people that are to come, you know, out of this camp that I'm dealing with. The name of the label that I'm dealing with. One of them is Excalibur, of course. Another one that I have for myself is Mathematics, and then we got Mo P. They used to do music with R.B. and Sure. You know, he's a very valuable part to this thing right here.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, you know, he's going to oversee it because he's done a lot as well. But I look up to him because he was here before me. You know, I was in high school when he was doing stuff.
Right.
I mean, so I listen to him, and he's helping me get my head together. Yolanda is helping me get my head together. You know what I mean? Everything is looking up for me. And I'm going to tell you, Yolanda McIntosh, we have a lot of talks, and she tries to tell me, like, you know, and this is the thing about artists. They start getting so arrogant that they don't want to listen to people, but I'm not one of the people, so it's easy for her to talk to me.
Right.
And she appreciates that as my manager. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not easy to get a cat that remains the same to sit there and not, you know, start getting big-headed and not listen to people and turn their backs on people. But I'm not one of them cats.
Right.
You know,
right.
I remain the same. I had hustle before I had rap. It was hard then, it's hard now. So it's all good.
And you keep that demeanor. You keep that demeanor.
Indeed.
Don't ever let that change.
Indeed.
You change the game. Don't let the game change you.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm setting out to do. What you were saying, Willie?
Right.
I got a confession I want to make to you.
What's that?
I want to apologize to you. I was like to tell you, you know, on the show. I didn't know who the hell you were at first. I'm serious. I listened to your voice, and I went on YouTube. I just learned how to use my new iPad, you know. And
you
went over there. Yeah, where my little boy did that for me. But
yeah. I'm gonna tell you what my daughter tells me. I'm confederate.
Wow.
She told me I'm confused, completely. I told her, I said, what does that mean? She said, duh, computer illiterate.
Cute, I like that.
I messed with her and said, well, aren't you the little white girl at the party? We have a good sense of humor. You know what I mean? We have a good time.
That's good.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You're one of my favorite artists. I'm serious. I would never disrespect you again on this show. I'm telling you, hey, Caesar, I apologize.
I don't ship on stuff like that. You think I'm a black baby, so it don't bother me to play the dozen. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I do that all the time, standing out in the rain, waiting the game.
Hey, Nocturnal, check him out, man. You know what this guy did right here? He actually, hey, check it out, man. This dude right here, Willie, he asked Flesh and Bone, he was like, who are you, man? I don't know you.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You know that? I'm pretty sure that worked out too well.
No. Flesh and Bone told him, he was like, "Hey, man, you know it's all good, brother." He was very respectful. He didn't curse him out like I would have, but he just told him, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Flesh and Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Willie is just a redneck that really doesn't know a lot what's going on. But I'm trying to teach him, man. He's been coming on our show for like maybe about a month now. I'm trying to work it out with him. So I teach him that you can't say the N-word. You can't say color. We don't do that no more. We'll basically take you and beat you. You know, we'll hang you up, man. So I've been trying to teach
you
that little bit.
You gotta start saying instead of what's up the N-word, you got to start saying, what's up, my Obama?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Donald. Hey, forget what that boy there saying. Hey, forget about what that boy is saying. You just keep your head up and you keep on making that music. And email a couple of them songs over there to old Caesar. And I'm going to listen to it, boy. I'm telling you, I'm going to get on my horse. I'm going to listen to it. I'm gonna keep my iPad with me while I'm on that damn horse.
You forgot the yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's over there. Off the PlayStation,
yeah,
buddy.
Now we're cooking pork and beans.
I would love to see you do the wobble on that.
I would love to see you
wobble off of that.
Okay, guys. It's all over. Thanks, Nocturnal, for coming out, man. We appreciate you, brother. It was wonderful having you on the show, man. I dig your interview, man. So now the world basically know who you are and they know what you got going on, man. Hey, Dad, thanks
yes,
for
indeed.
Coming out tonight with you, brother. Hey, look, check it out, brother. Since I got your number, I'm going to call you up every now and again when you got something going on and just put you on the show, you know, so you can tell the people if you got a new CD coming out or if you're about to drop something new, because that's the way we do it around here on the DJ Black
Caesar. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. DJ Black Caesar.
This is not your last time being on here, brother. So when you come on the next
Indeed.
Time, you're promoting your information, what you got going on. If you got any shows
I was just trying to tell you real briefly before we ended it. I appreciate you guys for having me on your show, for one. And
thank
also,
you,
I appreciate the fans for being patient with me. And for the people that are listening, they just got to understand that I got a new Legend of Doom that's coming, and we're going to be all right.
That bad intentions.
Listen. You want to come on the new Willie show? I mean, the Willie show anytime you want to, buddy. I'm serious.
Where's it going to be at, man? Where's the Willie show going to be at?
Hey, this is a show right here. I think that guy, Rakim, that Muslim guy, told me that this is my brand new show. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, you tried to kick me off the show last week, man, so you better be cool with those N-words.
Just telling you, you know, when I come out there, you guys, wait, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring him a branded cow. I'm going to the stock show, and I'm going to buy a cow, and I'm going to ship it to us, and we're going to eat it.
Hey, that sounds good, man. I'm invited to that.
I tell you what,
it's gonna be a barbecue. We're gonna show him. We're gonna show him that the new word for barbecue is calicue.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Ollie. I said white body. That's what
right.
I'm talking about, there, buddy.
Indeed.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Hold on for you before you go, Mr. Nocturnal. Bicycle Tony, what's up, man? Are you out there?
Yes, son. I'm just laughing, man. I'm just chilling, man. Really crazy, man. Big shout to Nocturnal, though, man. I've been a fan for a long time. I just wanted to tell him real quick, man. You know, I remember that. My music, my life, my heart, my soul,
yes.
My music, my everything. I give my all, my wife,
my daughter, my love, my dream, my everything.
My mother, my father, my brother, my team.
You
know, that was my shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Bicycle Tony.
Kanye West, I had the fortune of being blessed with that track from Kanye West. I went out to New York originally to get a song.
Yeah, that's a hot track, dog. That's a dope track, baby. Word, man.
I appreciate it.
But you know, the Bronx, New York, we got love for now, man, since way back, dog. For real, you know what I mean?
Man, the Bronx has always supported me. I went to a strip club in the Bronx, and everybody was cool.
But you went to the Wedge? You went to Mr. Al Wedge or something? I don't know
what it's called now. You know, I owe Moses a nickel still sometimes, but it's all good.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out to you, man. I enjoyed the interview and all that. That's what's up, man. Nocturnal in the building. Remember the name Bicycle Tony, man. DJ Black Caesar, you know what I'm saying? Miss Suave, Willie, and all that. Miss Peekaboo, CC, I see you. And that's what it is, man.
I see you too, baby.
Hey, I got one question for CC. Hey, baby,
yes?
Are you in the Wyandus family or the Jackson family? What, who the hell are you?
You know what? I'm originally from the Midwest. CC stands for cute and cuddly. That's all you need to know, because you can't hit it and quit it. You just need to take your ass to bed.
I heard something.
I'm like, what the hell? You said you go to bed. I got to get going. Bring the damn moonshine.
I think you're just going to call the show and take over.
I like a black woman in control. I'm telling you, boy. I'm telling you, I like that, because white women don't know how to do it like that, you know.
Oh, I know it. I can vouch for that. What were you saying, baby?
No,
I'm over here smoking this mountain. You sound a lot better.
He wasn't calling
too.
You, baby, man. She's calling me. She's talking to me. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
CeCe, what I was going to tell you is that I'm pretty sure you see from the Midwest. I'm pretty sure you have some older cats, you know, thinking they got their little fly gang going, which is cool. Cause I got a couple pieces of game from them, but I'm gonna tell you a line that don't work when she walking by. My uncles and my older people in my family, they should be like, oh, look at all that wagon she dragging.
Yeah, well, I got some junk in my trunk, but it's all good, baby.
But,
please believe that.
Yeah, but it's
hey,
the original wagon and the dragon.
Hey, listen, in your trunk, so do you have any moonshine in your trunk? I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
I have Hennessy.
Uh-oh.
You got Hennessy.
And I am still...
I like black women. Why would you bring your ass over here and drink that Hennessy with me? And, you know, we watch a little television, we go to a movie or something. I don't know.
I would knock you off.
You got to be thirsty to drink Hennessy. You know what I mean? She says she got that Hennessy. You got to say, see, the right response is why, you know, you don't know what's going on. And
he really doesn't.
With rap music. So
you stick
said,
to you, you stick to your moonshine.
When she said Hennessy, you're supposed to say, and I am still thirsty.
Right.
I'm the ladies' man.
You guys are great. You're hilarious.
Hey, please. I don't appreciate you letting your guests come on the damn show and disrespect me like that.
Willie, nobody's disrespecting you, man. Just talking. Hey, Willie, we're going to get on with the show now. We gotta get CeCe in. Your time is up now, brother. So
man. Stick around, please do.
Hey,
you got more.
You want to stick around the show, man? Well, you stick around the show, that we really appreciate you being on here tonight. I mean, this is the Willie Show, and I'm about to let people know that I got my man Nocturnal on here.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I stick around, but you got to understand, you know, THC levels at all time low, and we got California cars. So I might not be saying too much, but I'll be here.
Thank you,
Willie.
Yeah! Wait, son!
Thanks a lot, brother, for coming over, man. We appreciate you, man.
No, it's not a problem. Let CC do her thing. I'll be on the line.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Okay, Miss CC, you know what's up, baby. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing great. How you doing, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Now I got you on the phone lines, man. So, hey, we're going to get to know you a little bit. See, I want everybody to get to know you. You got some people from Tupelo listening in. So what you need to do is tell them basically what your name is and basically how you got your start doing DJing on the radio. Let us know all that.
Okay, my name is CC Jackson. I am originally from the Midwest, Beloit, Wisconsin, to be specific. Coming to Mississippi I'm not a stranger because my mother was born in Houston and my dad was from Meridian, so we came down here every year. But Stan the Man Allen, my partner in crime, he started DJing back in the day, and I started liking it, coming down here listening to him and my girlfriend. She was into it as well. So I really got my start in Beloit working for Beloit College. And it was just, you know, for the fun of it, you know, and I really took it serious. And I started, you know, DJing in the club, which my name then was Sexy Sam. My real name is Samantha Cooper. Yeah,
wow.
Sexy Sam. Yeah, right. Wow. So I was at a Super Bowl party in 1998, and I was talking and just, you know, kind of kicking it with the fellas, and Channel 13 News were there, and they interviewed me, and they said, I like your voice. I want you to come in and interview. Let us interview you, and they liked what they heard, and the rest is history. And I moved here to Tupelo in 1999, and it's been history ever since, and I love doing what I do.
Well, I tell you what, you CC, your voice is sexy. I've basically been checking the show out. You know me. I've been on your show quite a few times. So
that's right.
Somebody has their phone lines. I'm going to shut everybody down because we don't need any voices when I'm talking. Let me see. Let me shut that one down. Let me shut. Keep that one on. Okay, CC, you know I've been on your show a couple times.
You have. Landlord of the South.
Hey, even though you shut me down when I come on there sometimes, when I tell them to give a little information, they shut me down on there. But, hey, it's all good, man. It's nothing but love.
It's all
and fun.
Good. That's right. Absolutely.
And I also dig my man Stan Allen, Stan the Man, they call him. He's a great DJ also, so I just wanted to put that out there to let you know.
Well, thank you.
Let him know. Yeah, yeah.
He's been.
I'm sorry, CC.
That's
I don't
okay.
know what.
That's okay. Yeah, he's been in the game for a long time, and our show it runs from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 1 hour, and we cover everything, anything from political topics, relationships. We get into the spiritual issues. So anything you want to talk about, we try to keep it real and we try to keep it clean. When the kids are out of school, that is. But I enjoy what I do, and kudos to each and every one of you. I have really enjoyed myself. I'm just kind of laid back tonight listening to everyone, and for the brothers who are out there in the rap game, keep your head up. Don't worry about the haters. Let them be your motivators.
Right, right, most definitely, and believe me, we don't care about
them. Are they
them
still on
anyway.
There, or are they all gone? Have they gone off?
I muted everybody's phone out except for Ms. Suave, so they're all muted out right now.
Oh, okay.
I was getting feedback and I couldn't hear what you were saying. Excuse
me,
I'm
okay.
sorry.
And Miss Suave, you keep doing your thing, lady.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, I'm going to learn all I can from you.
Okay, okay. We can do some networking. I'm also in the process of writing my first children's book, and it's entitled When My Dad Returned Home. I am a single parent, so I decided to do something that some of the single moms can relate to. I don't really want to get into all the, you know, the ups and downs and all the technicalities of the book, but it's going to be a very, very, very good book.
That's great,
well, we look
man.
Forward to it, and please let us know so we can assist you in promotions of that.
Oh, I would definitely do that. I would definitely. Hopefully, it should be ready, up and running by no later than April of next of this coming spring, if the Lord says the same. Yeah.
Cool. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Make some bread.
Yeah, make some bread. Got to make some bread.
Right. So hopefully that'll be one of the best-selling books of the century, I hope, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, most definitely. Well,
you know
enough people, so if you know enough people, there's nothing you can't do, man, with people, because basically people are what make everything go around. I mean,
that's
make the money
right.
go around. So, I mean, there's nothing you can't do. If God's right there for you, and I know you're a God-fearing woman, so with that being said, with God being there for you, all you need is the people to spend that money. So, and hopefully, the book, when you come out with the book, hopefully it won't be that much so I can afford it.
Oh, you will be able to afford it. Please trust me.
All right.
You'll be able to afford it. So as soon as I get it together and everything, I'll keep you guys posted so you all can help me promote it. I'm also my website should be up and running within the next couple of weeks. I have an organization. It's called the Mommy Me Time Organization. It's a nonprofit organization. Multicultural, diverse organization to empower women, to pull us together so we can make a difference in the community, in our communities. And it's going over very well. And the website should be up and running within the next couple of weeks. And I'll definitely be keeping you updated on that.
Well, you know what? Like I just told Nocturnal, what we'll do is we'll call you from time to time, and whatever you got going on, you can share it on the air. Let us know what you got going, because you're a good friend, man. We want to put you out there,
let everybody
know what you got going on. So. Yeah, we're going to keep you in our Rolodex. We're going to keep you in the Rolodex, so you'll be...
Okay, do that.
Okay, cool. Ms. Suave, I'm going to give the phone lines to you right now that you take over, and I'm going to sit back and check it out. Just, you know, if I got anything to ask, I'll ask without being rude. I'll ask.
Okay. And, sister, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. So, I was listening... Your bio.
Stay on the phone. Oh, don't go nowhere. I just want to stay here so I can hear your beautiful black voice.
Excuse me? I beg your pardon. You want to hear my what?
I'm talking to Cece. I ain't talking to you, damn it. I'm talking to Cece. I want to hear your beautiful black voice.
Oh, okay.
I want to stay on here, baby. Don't leave me, baby, please.
You better be talking to somebody other than me, because don't let the smooth taste fool you. I will dig off in your anyway.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, like I was saying, we're going to be digging about
you.
These
black women got out of control to disrespect me on here, and they over here threatening me and all this kind of stuff. Caesar. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's just a good day to be intelligent, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, you know what I want to know from you? I want to know, you know, I think more today than there were maybe 20 years ago, a lot of women who are in, you know, on the front lines in the radio world and in media than it was a long time ago. But did you find that challenging when you came in, or was it an even playing field for you?
It was a little challenging at first, you know, but I just had to step out on faith and create my own person of who I am and not try to mimic or copy anyone else. This is CC. What you see is what you get. I try to keep it real, and I can only be me, and that's who I am. But I love Maya Angelou. Of course, Oprah is phenomenal. I had a pleasure of meeting her several years ago in Chicago. Monique is awesome, and there are so many others that I can you know name. But you know, when you sit back and you listen and you watch these ladies and they inspire you, the only thing you can do is pray to God and ask Him to guide you and give you the strength to do what you need to do for your career.
Right, and we have something in common because I heard you mention that your father is from Houston.
No, my mother, she's from
Houston. Your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother is from Houston. Okay, well, I used to live in Houston. I lived there for about 30 years. So,
oh, wow.
A lot of the people in the media is.
Hey, Suave, she's not talking about Houston, Texas. I think. Hey, what do you want to talk about Houston, Texas? Were you talking about Houston, Mississippi?
I mean, Houston, Mississippi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you know what? When you said Channel 13, I was thinking about Channel 13 because we have a Channel 13 in Houston. Okay. Houston, Mississippi. Oh, excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
we have a Dateline 13.
Okay, and we do too. Wow, that's weird. That's weird.
What a
coincidence. So,
yeah.
Yes. So, of the artists, are there any artists and other mainstream celebrities that you've interviewed, or what was your most intriguing interview?
I think I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting several celebrities: Keith Sweat, Gerald LaVert, Mary J. Blige, Escape, Brian McKnight. Yeah, and the list in let's see, oh gosh, who else? Keith, I already said Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill. I really wanted to meet him when LSG their first album came out. They promoted it in Chicago. I didn't get a chance to meet him. I got a chance to meet Patti LaBelle, Cheryl Lynn, and several more. So it was just an honor for me being in that arena to meet so many different celebrities. Now, mind you, when you meet all of these celebrities, some of them are not so pleasurable of meeting you. I think the worst experience that I had was with Keith Sweat. You know,
mm-hmm.
He was not. I was very excited about meeting him, and he was not that friendly, not that open. So that was kind of a turn off to me. But you know what? You have to suck it up and keep it moving.
Well, you got to give up the goods. What was Gerald LaVert like? Because I think I'm like one of his biggest fans.
Oh, Gerald LaVert.
A tremendous loss to our industry and to the history of our music, because I saw him make the transition and being a vocalist myself.
Right.
I know when he started out, a lot of people kind of put him in the box as a mimic to his father.
But when
I heard his last album, or really his Stroke of Genius album, really
mm-hmm.
put his own identity out there.
Yeah.
And he was just a phenomenal singer, and that was such a tremendous loss. So what was he like?
Gerald LaVert was very humble-spirited. He had a great sense of humor. He sat there, we kicked it. You know, we had a couple of adult beverages, and we just had a good time. You know, and you know, he loved his dad. He loved his children.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved
mm-hmm.
his dad. He loved his children. He loved the family history of the OJs and his family history, period. You know, I found
mm-hmm.
him for the couple hours that I spent with him to be a very, very, very humble spirit, hilarious, talented brother, and he was clean and smelled so good. I told him, I said, I just want to take a bite out of you. And we did.
They didn't call him G-Bass or nothing. And so we also lost 18 months later, Sean.
Sean,
so
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to meet him. So did he ever mention anything about the relationship between him and Sean? I'm pretty sure they were pretty close.
Well, from our conversation, him and his he was close with all of his family, you know. He just kept saying my brothers and, you know, Levert, that's where we got it started, you know. I hate Sean couldn't be here because Sean was working with something else, or he had something else going on. But they were promoting LSG, you know, their album My Body. The only people that were there that night was Keith Sweat and Gerald Levert, and we had a good time. And he was just a beautiful person inside and out. I didn't sense any arrogance. He was signing autographs. People were hugging, taking pictures, and he didn't back down. He did his thing, and I just think he was just gone too soon.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet him once, and it was for a brief moment when he came to Houston, Texas, and he was just such a lively spirit. And as a matter of fact, that was the last concert that he did in Houston before he passed away, and he was just such a beautiful soul. So out of all the people that you interview, who had the greatest impact or influence on you, or who was that one that just blew you away?
I would have to say Oprah. I would have to say Oprah. I didn't get a chance to talk to her a long time, but, you know, her words, it wasn't so much she spoke to me directly, but it was a group of us. You know, we were saying, oh, we wish we could be just like you. We love you. And she said, the sky is the limit. There's nothing that you can do. You're unstoppable. You know, and Oprah, and that was just such a huge impact. And she was a loving person. She's a loving person as well. She was a very affectionate person. Yeah, but you know, it was just crazy. I had less time to spend with her than I did Gerald Levert. But it was just quick to the point, and she kept it moving. But for the couple seconds that I was with her, I think those words empowered me and my girlfriends as well that were with me. We were all together.
And I have to ask you one more. Maya Angelou.
I've never met her, but her books, she's such a powerful, phenomenal woman.
Okay.
Phenomenal woman.
Yes.
That is definitely her, you know. And at the age that she is, now, as we speak, she's still going strong.
She's still going strong.
And her testimony is so strong. And even going through all of that, look where she is now today. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Maya Angelou.
Right. I remember her saying about how she didn't speak for a long time. And so for her to be the poetess and the author and the actress and the entertainer that she became was just phenomenal. Okay, so I just really appreciate meeting a sister in the industry because, I'm just really kind of getting off into this radio media thing.
Yeah,
and
I think we both are. And I think we can help each other. But you know what? Can I add something else before we close tonight? I have another lady that I admire, and one day I'm hoping and praying that I meet, and that's our first lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Oh yes. I can just feel her spirit. I know that she has a lot of information for us as black women. Period.
And her testimony
the
is strong.
That we're in.
That's right.
You know what? And she is a walking, living testimony because her husband has just made history once again, reelected.
Right.
And so now she has another 4 years of whatever is to come that she can share in her diaries and one day maybe put in a book and it could become our Bible on how to be successful under adversity.
I'm in all agreement with that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it was a pleasure talking to
you. I have really enjoyed myself.
Yes, ma'am. It's been my pleasure. And DJ Black Caesar, do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. I got 41 minutes, so I got to have questions.
We can talk forever.
I have a 646 number. Do you have a question? You want to make a comment, 646? Going once, going twice.
I'm on the air, baby.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
What's going on?
Tony, Swift Promotions in the building, man. I got invited by Bicycle Tony from Latin Pain. Everything, bang, bang. You already know
what's up, Bicycle Tony. What's up, man? You out there?
Ah, Dimelo, Nene. What's goody, goody, bro?
Yeah, that's my buzzing, not me. So we looking forward to tuning in and being a part of the show, promoting, you know what I mean? Your Tony music, Latin Pain.
Most definitely. Hey, brother, we can get you set up for an interview, if you want. Hey, brother, what you can do is get my information from Bicycle Tony, and I can talk to you, and all you got to do is send your music over, let me check it out, and if the music's hot, then we'll get you an interview.
We got a song together right now. It's on the DJP, the Street King mixtape.
Okay.
Yo, Belly, man, I love you, kid.
Yeah, hey, yo. Let everybody know, Panda, there was a discrepancy with the song title. Instead of Bronx City, they put Bang City. So, if, you know, anybody could reach out to P and let him know if he could fix that, you know what I mean?
Yo, Black Caesar, man, I want to say something real quick. Shout to CeCe. I want CeCe to hear this, man. I really want, you know what I'm saying, Suave to hear this. This is true from the heart. A lot of kids in the ghetto where we from, you know what I'm saying? In the ghetto where me and Cassavelli the Belly from. Cassavelli do a lot for the children out there, man, in hip-hop, and he's been doing it for years, you know what I'm saying? And if nobody give him his recognition, Bicycle Tony going to do it. Because the truth of the matter is, nobody more hip-hop than Cassavelli the Belly who on the phone right now. I'm glad you called in, my dude, and I think people should know more about him, man. Hopefully we get the interview, Belly. You let me know, man. I'm going to try to work that out, because... You do a lot for the people, man, and it's like non-profit, you know what I mean? And I respect you for it because it comes from the heart.
Right.
Cassavelli the Belly, you really do a lot for it. Yo, Black Seas, I'm saying this because I really want you to meet this brother. That's a real great brother, man.
Okay.
He work his heart off for the kids in the ghetto where he's from, you know what I mean? CeCe,
remember the
name Cassavelli the Belly, man. Real.
Hey, Bicycle. Well, check it out, Bicycle. Why don't we do this, Bicycle? Why don't you give me his information, like when we talk, like tomorrow sometime, give me his information. I'll hit him up tomorrow and see what he got going on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm going to link that up, man. For real.
Well,
I just wanted CeCe to know. I wanted CeCe to hear the name, too, because I heard CeCe was better than 10 Killers in Black.
Okay.
So, you know, we trying to get to know her, too.
Okay.
Hey, CeCe, what I'll do is... if you can send me your email address, that would be great, and I can send you that song they're talking about.
Okay, yeah. I got you. I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bing, bong, bing.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
Bing, bong, bing.
Okay.
Thank you, y'all.
Bing, bong, bing, baby.
Bing, bong, bing, baby. World up. Much love to you, my
dude. Hey,
CeCe. I like that. That's my nigga right there. I like my sugar Tony. That's my nigga.
Yo, Willie, I love you. You one of my cracker motherfucker. I love you, baby.
I like you, too. I like you. You know what I'm saying? I love you so much.
Yo. Hey. And Nocturnal was trying to say something, y'all. What's up, Nocturnal?
Hey, I was going to say, see, I need to be more like her on my interviews. That was very professional, and I appreciate that. That's motivation.
Oh, thank you, baby.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my
heart. Sometimes on my interview, I get a little too silly, you know what I mean? Because I'm a big kid. I still ain't grow up yet. My wife always tell me, why don't you just grow up?
you sure that's not my sister?
You know, I'm a big kid, but, you know, you're an inspiration to all of us, seriously. You know, I mean, you know, I joke around a lot because, you know, the lifestyle that I'm living, which is not always right. But
right.
One thing for sure is you got to strive every day to try to get better.
That's right.
That to me was a motivation because I'm doing that day by day every day. You know what I mean?
Well, you keep on doing it, sweetie. You keep on doing that.
Indeed.
And once
you ever need me to make a correct song, just let me know because I can do that too.
Okay. I got some projects I'm working on. I got to finish my book, and I'm gonna holler at you guys. Oh, we're gonna keep in touch. This is not the first, the last time you're gonna hear from CeCe.
Indeed, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you too, man, for having me on the show. I appreciate you too, Willie. But after we do the video, we gonna send it to West Texas, so you can go do it in Wichita, Texas, and then you know go on and get the Trailer Park Radio station hooked up, and we're going to start it off from there. We're going to build it from the ground up.
I'm going to tell you, I got the horses ready right now. And since y'all used to gang, y'all like game banging up there, I got all my shotguns and everything. We're going to go deer hunting instead.
Yeah, okay, let's get back to CeCe.
What's up, baby?
Because I don't think shotguns are going to work in L.A. We got Uzi and MKs and M16s. You didn't watch the North Hollywood shooting?
I'm talking about going deer hunting. Do we need Uzi for deer hunting? That might be a good idea. Maybe I can get about 10 or 20 at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, wow. CeCe, it's a pleasure to hear you. I guarantee you.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
As Royal Harbor and as PKA Nocturnal, as Royal Harbor, that was a testament to a good person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
awesome. Well, I look forward to meeting you guys one day, real soon.
Well, yes, that's man. A real good guy right there, Ace Laser. That's Nocturnal guy. That's a real good guy. That's a real good guy right there.
Hey, I'm about to mute everybody out so I can get this out of my... I got to say something. I'm about to mute everybody out just so I can say it, all right? Okay, check it out. This is what I got to say. If anybody wants to get in touch with Yolanda Mack, she is the manager for Nocturnal. She's also the manager for Click Up. Her telephone number, you can get in touch with her at 732-510-9078, and you can call that number for booking. If you want to book these gentlemen right here, you can book them at that number. Her name is Yolanda Mack. Check her out. She's on Facebook. Check her out. She's a good friend. Her number, once again, is 732-510-9078. Thank you, guys. Okay, now I got something else to say to CeCe before we get off the phone lines. We got 34 minutes, CeCe, and that's all your time, just so you know. What you need to do, CeCe, because I noticed you don't have a song, what you need to do is tell them your social networks, because you got some social networks too, so can they know what your social networks are, your Twitter, your Facebook?
They can hit me on Facebook at CeCe Jackson. That's my Facebook page. And also my email address is S as in Sam, C1407A@yahoo.com.
Okay. Say that again, CeCe. You said S-C-1-4.
S as in Sam. Yeah, S as in Sam. C as in Cooper. SC1407A@yahoo.com.
Okay.
That must have been for the layman's out there.
Huh? S as in Sam.
1407A@yahoo.com.
I got it already.
Okay. I got you.
I'll give it everybody.
All right, you guys hit me up.
It's not a problem whatsoever. I will do.
All righty then. Well, you guys have a blessed night. I got to get this little lady ready for school in the morning.
Indeed.
It was a pleasure talking to you, CeCe. Keep in touch.
Thank you, sweetheart. We will. Caesar, I love you. Keep on doing what you're doing, baby.
Thank you, ma'am. Hey, CeCe.
Huh?
Yolanda Mack wants me to give you her information. She wants you to get in touch with her.
Okay, what's her information?
Yolanda
Mack?
Yes. Yeah,
I have her number, 732-510-9078.
Yeah,
I got it.
Okay.
But I also want her to know that she's a very big-hearted and wonderful person. She manages me right now. She's helping me get myself back together to where, you know, I can have a second coming. But so she's a very wonderful person. You know what I mean?
Your second coming is on the way, baby.
Indeed. I'm almost done, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms.
CeCe. Thank you. You guys have a fantastic night.
You have a wonderful night, too.
You too.
Bye-bye. Can I say something to Nocturnal real quick?
What happened?
Will it?
Hey, Nock, you ain't never went nowhere, buddy.
Huh?
You ain't never went no damn where.
No, I know. But the second coming is the fun part, because what I did do is I recreated myself, because I had a certain style, and it's a lot of people that, you know, bitter or whatever, but I'm not going to name no names, but it's just I recreated myself, and you know, Heart Skip a Beat was one of those songs where it just seemed real smooth to me, you know what I mean?
I understand you, buddy. I tell you, I sympathize with you. If you need somebody to drink with, to smoke a little something with, all you gotta do is just call your buddy Will up. Hey, listen, I even want you to come to the church party and throw a little show out here for these little kids out here. They will love that.
Hey, have you asked? All you gotta do is come out here and we can figure all that out.
I do that.
I need some county house attorney.
I want to be a rap artist too. I'm serious. I want to get in the rap business and do some country too.
That's cool. You gonna play the fiddle?
I'm gonna play the fiddle and play the harmonica. I'm gonna play some of these black women out here too. I love black women.
And then you have an old man sitting in a rocking chair slapping his knee and clicking.
I'm gonna do everything I can to make it in this business. I'm telling you.
I'm just trying to tell you what you're going to need to break through to the hip hop community.
All right, tell me what I need to do to be a rapper.
You're going to need a banjo. You're going to need a harmonica. And an old white man with a beard with a corn pipe in his mouth, slapping on the knee in a rocking chair.
That's all good to me.
And I write the hook.
All right, that sounds good. Let me ask you a question. For everybody who want to be a good rapper, get a good contract, or whatever, get in the music business, give us some advice. My son right here, he wants to be the first Trailer Park rapper to come out, so I just want to hear from you since you're our favorite artist.
Well, I appreciate you guys, man. I'm feeling that way, but I understand even though people call me a legend, I'm not done yet. You know? I'm just getting started.
Hey, brother, I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, I just want everybody to know that as of last night, I was in a meeting like all day yesterday, guys. I was in a meeting for like about 12 to 13 hours yesterday, back and forth. The meeting turned out great. I just got an artist on distribution with Def Jam and Island.
Brilliant.
So, and I'm the new A&R for Interscope and Def Jam, so I just want you guys to know that, because I'm going to make some moves over here and start getting some of these artists on that I deal with, some of these independents. So now I have an avenue how to take the artists and work with them. I don't do artist development, but I got people on my staff to do artist development. So we're going to work with the artists and get them out there so we can get some artists up underneath our belts.
Right.
No.
But what basically you're saying you're a doorway for people that don't know. I said basically you're saying you're a doorway. You got to foot the door. You just need everybody to come through.
Right.
Caesar, your phone is breaking up. Caesar, your phone is breaking up.
Hey, Caesar, you got one hell of a stutter, buddy. You must have been drinking some of that good stuff or something. I don't know what the hell you've been doing.
You guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, Caesar, what the hell you been drinking, buddy? You been drinking or your phone's just cutting off when you like that? What the hell going on over there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Because I don't know when you can hear me or not, so, because Yolanda told me my phone was a piece of crap, so, hey, you know, I got to get a new phone. This is a new phone, but I don't know, man. I'm having a lot of problems, issues with the phone. I'm sorry, but what I was saying I am the new A&R for Def Jam and Interscope, so if anybody needs anything, get with me. Send me your music. Send your music to CaesarRadio@gmail.com, everybody. And also, if you want me to check it out, you need to put in the subject line DJ Black Caesar. Because if you don't do that, I don't look at the mail, man. Because I get a lot of junk, and basically I have a service that my emails are all looked at by another service before I even get them. So you guys just send, if you do send it to me, make sure you put in the subject line DJ Black Caesar. And I appreciate it. I know there are a lot of haters out there. I know there's some haters out there listening to the show.
No, that's what's up, man. No, hey, look, man. You don't even have to mention them because they're not gonna go there anyway. And if they do, they're gonna say something stupid. You know what I mean? So
what now?
But the thing is, I said you don't have to worry about them because they're not gonna go there to your website. And if they do, all they're gonna do is say something stupid. That just means they're paying attention to your show. So that's a good thing.
You know what, brother? You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You gotta look at every. It's two sides to every coin. And one thing for sure that I realize is not everybody looks at both sides of the coin, but I'm a person that does. And what I mean by that is common sense is not common. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You're right, man. You're right.
So,
right.
God didn't bless everybody with common sense. I just had to realize that and stop being so frustrated and aggravated with people that used to make me mad and say stupid stuff. You know, it reverts back to that old saying, sticks and stones. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So
amen.
It is what it is.
All I can say is amen, man, because you're absolutely
stay
right.
Stay positive. Stay positive, bro. You're going to be all right. As long as you keep your heart the same, it's going to be all right. Of course, it's going to be a roller coaster ride, but as long as you're enjoying the ride, it's going to be all
right. Right, most definitely.
I mean, you're tired of it, you're doing something that you enjoy doing, and you enjoy helping people, and you actually giving people a shot at their life, and you're doing good things. So you need to understand that and realize and recognize who you are.
Right.
And start worrying about what people say, because that don't matter, because they can't change your life. You know what I mean? There's no way you know what change your life.
You know what, brother? I'm not one of those cats, man. I don't really worry about what anybody say. That's the last thing on my mind, because I believe in God, and God controls me. So basically,
right.
I do just like the Muslim people, man. I just say, As-salamu alaykum. I'll talk to you later. I got to go. You know, if anybody gets on my nerves, I still know I got to go. You know, alaykum.
I say As-salamu alaykum to somebody that deserves it. But one thing for sure, if they don't deserve it, I say, As-salamu alaykum.
Hey, I got you, bro. I got you. Hey, what's up, baby? You out there? What's up?
I'm right here.
Ms. Suave, what do you think about that? What do you think about people making a judgment on somebody that has something good going on? Because I had a few people that I thought were friends yesterday, and I told them about it, and they went completely berserk. I'm not even going to tell you who they are because you'll know them, because I just thought it was ridiculous. I told one gentleman, I was like, you know, oh, guess what? I'm really happy. I got some good news. So I was sharing it with him. I told him that I got my girl Boss Lady distribution with Def Jam and with Interscope, and he was like, oh, what kind of deal did she get? I was like, well, that's up to her and her manager, but I'm just letting you know she got a deal. And then he went berserk on me. He was like, dude, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in the game for a long time. I haven't got my deal yet, so I don't really care about nobody else. I was like, wow, what did I say? Did I say something wrong? But what do you think about
you tell that motherfucker I said kiss my ass. I'm serious. I don't like that. You're my best buddy, man. I'm telling you. I don't like that kind of shiznit. Did I say it right? Shiznit?
You know what?
I don't know.
I'm just going to quote what the young man said before. If common sense was common, everybody would have it. And so, therefore, the more haters you have, the better you are, because at least you know where they're coming from. You don't have to worry about them stabbing you in the back because you already see them coming up front. So, you know, kudos to them for just displaying their ignorance. Therefore, you know, you don't have to waste any more time with them.
Right. Right.
You can move on.
It's two, right?
Bicycle Tony, what do you think about that bicycle?
No, man, I'm still tripping off the shiznit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck is wrong with me, man?
Yeah. Willie Ellis.
Hey, I gotta say a word, man. Right, shiznit. Hey, Bicycle Tony, what up, Morty?
What up, homie? What up, man? Yo, man. Mr.
Hey, I'm
pretty. You know what I'm saying? DJ Black Caesar, man. I'm riding with y'all to the wheels fall off, man. I love being here.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to accidentally shoot me somebody if they say something bad about my boy Caesar. I'm telling you.
That's my homie.
There we go. There we go, Willie. Willie, you getting it together, Willie. I'm proud of you, man. You really getting it together, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to do every damn thing I can, boss. Look, I'm telling you, it's rough in the South. I'm telling you, I'm a minority down here, and as a minority, I got to do every damn thing I can to stay on top of the top rail. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you survived, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a little reckless, but man, it's all good.
Since I defended you and all of your radio show, where my radio, I don't know who the hell radio show it is. Hey, can I be your first artist on that label?
Do I now?
I want
to
be a rapper.
I'm ready to sign too. I ain't even going to lie, Caesar. I'm ready to sign too, homie.
Hey, let me be the first country rap artist on your label, buddy.
You know what?
Caesar Records.
Hey, Bicycle. You got that? Hey, man. Let me tell you something about Bicycle Tony. This guy right here, he's a great rap artist. He has a fantastic mixtape. You guys need to check it out. It's all video record. You guys need to check it out. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. Find him at Bicycle Tony, guys. He's the only one stupid enough to have that name right there, Bicycle Tony.
Desiree Bob. Desiree.
Check him out, guys. He won't be disappointed.
I like Bicycle Tony. I like his name because he's unique. It's unique, and he ain't like nobody else. I like that about him.
Yeah, me too. I like that. Hey, but check him out, man. He's a good friend. He's a good artist. You guys check him out. He's like on top of it. Hey, tell me a little bit about what you got going on, Bicycle.
Well, more so, man, I'm just for my people, you know what I mean? All poor, you know, I spit for them, man. Me out Latin Pain, everything. Latin Pain. Just Google the name Latin Pain, your music. Google the name Bicycle Tony. I'm easy to catch, man. I'm not hot. You understand what I'm saying? So it's easy to find me, man. Bicycle Tony. We got Power Pressure Pain, the mixtape. I put it on YouTube. Check that out. Pain. You know what I'm saying? From Nation Latin Pain, Sam Pain. You know, Coast to Coast mixtapes, Bicycle Tony, with DJ P, the Street King. You know what I'm saying? Anything Money Flip Promotions, you'll see my name on there. You know what I mean? And, yo, I just want to have fun. Man. Got one life, man. I want to make good music, giggle, you know, and have some fun. You know what I mean? And that's all, man. And I'm rocking with DJ Black Caesar and Miss Suave and my nigga Willie, yo. Man, for real. Much love for y'all.
Thank you, Bicycle. I appreciate that, bro.
We love you, too.
You heard that, Caesar? I done graduated. I'm a nigger.
You know what? You got one more time to use that word, and I'm going to come down there and pay you a visit that you will never, never forget. It ain't going to be what you think.
Hey, Suave, I love, baby. You need to come down here with me and chill over here in the woods, baby. You really enjoy being around me, baby.
You know how I'm going to chill with you? I'm going to put your ass on ice. That's the only chilling you're going to be doing.
Wow. Hey, you got to understand something. I'm about weak one, just like my man, Tony.
Hey, you about what? You about what?
I'm about Rico.
You got my man talking like you on a bicycle.
Yo, y'all check that song out too if you like to, man. You know what I mean? Just search Bicycle Tony, a song called Wap. I hope y'all enjoy that too, man, while we talking about Boricuas and all that. You know what I mean? Caesar, man, I'm going to be sending you soon, man, for your own listeners. You know what I mean? Some shit that's under the rug.
Hey, Bicycle. Send me something so I can put on the show too, man. Because we don't have none of your music on the show.
You know what I can do for you, too? I can send you some links to download if you like to, man, to make it quicker. You
can
pick what
you
like. You know what
you can send me some links. Yeah, send me some links.
Hey, Bob, send me some links, from, links too. My links went out of my bike.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send you some bike links, homie. I'll send you some bike links. I'm going to send you some flat.
Hey, yo, man, listen up, Check Dig. This is not a game. This your boy Roscoe holding it down for Wild World. You know we in the building, and I'm chilling with my man, the one and only DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, man. And you know my DJ bringing that.
Hey, guys, you know, I want to play a song for you guys right now that I did. Hey, with some artists. Hey, Bicycle, check it out, man. Yeah. This is my song right here, dude. This is me.
Quit playing, you make that beat, Tess.
Yeah. How you driving with that still, man? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. The how you driving? 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 You driving slow? You driving fast? You driving slow? You driving fast? The how you driving?
The how you driving?
How you driving?
The how you drive,
the how you drive,
the how you drive,
you drive slow, you drive fast, you drive slow, you drive fast. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop.
That's right, everybody. Black Caesar Records. We got a brand new dance. It's not the latest slide on the cha cha, but I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, hit the floor. I'm gonna show you how it goes.
Swerve it to the right. Swerve it to the left. Swerve it to the right. Swerve it to the left. Bag it up, 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 bag it up. Stop. You guys are doing. Let's swerve it to the right. Let's swerve it to the left, and we're gonna go forward. All right. Y'all ready to go forward? Come on, then. Let's do it. Drive it to the front. Drive.
What's going on?
No. Hey, T-Rail, just telling people I'm not racist.
No, your man ain't racist, man. Shoot, what y'all think? Y'all got a racist on the phone with y'all?
hey, check it out, brother. Willie is a character, man, and he keeps us all laughing on the show. That's why we tolerate him, because he's a funny dude.
Yo, man, gotta love Willie, dog.
You gotta love him. You gotta love him. He don't know better. I look at him like this. I look at Willie as a 6-year-old kid. He's just a bundle of fun.
Yeah, man. I enjoy the show. Yo, Caesar, you hot too, man. Y'all all hot, man. You know what I mean? Willie just nuts.
I hear you, brother. What'd you say?
I said you and Miss Swab, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all fly, man. Willie's just nuts, man. And he add that, I mean, and I love, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here every Wednesday. I mean, I'll be tuning in because this is where it's
That's what's up. That's what's up, Bicycle. We appreciate you too,
hey,
man.
Hey, Bicycle, we're talking to Mr. Mark Fish, Slazer. I tell you real, don't tell these niggas. I mean, tell these guys what you're about to tell.
Oh, wow, man. This nigga right here.
Okay.
Hey, stay real. What do you say? Tell you real. Go tell Caesar what you're you trying to tell.
How y'all let Willie call y'all a Negro?
Do what now?
Why y'all let Willie call y'all a Negro?
Because Willie is out there like that, man. He don't know no better. He don't know that he can be shot or hung, so we just let him do that, man, because he really don't know no better. I told you, he's like a 6-year-old kid.
Yeah, I don't need to let him do you like that, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. But, you know, hey.
Every day, man.
Do what now?
I see him every day. I had to put up with him every day.
Oh, you got. Hey, do you ever have you ever had to cut him or stab him?
I tried to stab him today, man.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. If any one of you niggas try to stop me, damn it, all hell going to break loose.
Hey, if you say a nigga on the phone one time, something's going to come to the phone and strangle your ass.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. You know what I'm going to do for you, Willie?
Hey,
because I love you so much.
Hey, Miss Swarman, you know what Sister Gidget is? Sister Gidget is basically, well, she runs a radio station on the nation, and she does a very good job to do that, but I just want to tell you a little bit about her. That's Big Mom. My man, Willie. Willie, she will rip your new your lungs out of your throat, bro.
I would like that, buddy. I'm serious.
You said you would like that.
I love me some Gidget. I'm telling you, Gidget, I want her to be my new black woman. I'm serious. She's just so beautiful to me. I like, you know, she's just so intelligent.
Jungle fever.
You know what? I'm gonna hurt you really, really bad. I'm gonna come down there just to see you.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm gonna give it to you just like you like it too, upside your head.
Nah, I think you like talking when you talk like that.
I just get so moist. I'm serious.
Oh, man.
NerveDJ.com.
Okay. Moving on. Oh my God.
NerveDJ.com.
What's coming up for next week, Caesar?
Let me see what we got next week since you asked. I normally don't do that, but I'm going to see what I got, see if I can even share it. Oh, yeah, I can share it. Next week, I got Bicycle Tony. We got the interview with Bicycle Tony. See what he's on.
Well, if Bicycle Tony is on the show tonight, can I get a head start?
No, ma'am, you can't.
I just want to ask him one question.
Just hey, can get a head start over here.
You know what? You're gonna make me act other than myself. So if I was you, I would take my advice and shut the hell up. I just want to know. I just want to know. I know you probably told this story before, because I do briefly recall. But where did you pick up the name Bicycle?
Well, first of all, I've been a broke kid all my life. You know what I mean? That was all I could afford. But there's a legend in Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying, named Antonio Bicicleta. You know what I'm saying? My name's Anthony, and I love bicycles. You know what I'm saying? When I heard that name as a kid, I wanted to read up upon him. So I read up upon him, and I was while I was incarcerated, I read up on him. Excuse me. And his story was kind of similar to mine. You know what I mean? Always on the run. You know, I was going a lot. I was on the run a lot. You know, always had a warrant. So did he. So, you know, and his name is Anthony, my name is Anthony. We both love bicycles. I just took the name and put it in the English, you know what I'm saying? And you got Bicycle Tony. You know?
That's what's up.
Kids used to call me Bicycle. Kids used to call me Antonio Bicicleta for being on the road.
Suave. Don't ask him no more questions, because you need to say that for next week, baby. We got Bicycle Tony. He's going to be up next week.
Well, you know, I might get a better interview. Are you married, Tony?
Yeah, I am married.
Oh, snap. Okay, anyway, we'll save it for next week. Okay, moving on.
Hey, we got next week, we got R&B KC going to be on the show. That's my uncle, for you guys don't know. He's an R&B singer. We're going to have him on the show. And we also, I got some special treats. The next week's special major we're going to have. We're going to have the brother that actually wrote what's that show on Fox? I think it's on Fox. He wrote In the Basement with Big Tigger. He did Married with Children with that. What's that guy's name? Is that the name of the show, Married with Children?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Okay, check it out, guys. Married with Children. He also did a couple more shows, but I'll have it all together by next week. His name is David Farrell. We're going to have him on the show, and we're going to have Bicycle Tony on the show. We're going to have R&B KC on the show. So we're going to have a great show next week, guys.
And I'm going to sing a song to you on the show, DJ Black Caesar.
You going to do what now?
I'm going to sing a song to you.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. You can sing a song. Okay, well, look, guys, we got about 3 minutes left. You know how I do it, man. We do it like this, and we do it like that. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope everybody had a good time with Nocturnal. I hope everybody had a good time with my man, Willie. Hey, check it out, guys. I hope you had a good time with Cece. Man, it was wonderful having Cece, y'all, because she's like a hometown person, and I mean, she's like one of the people that you look up to around here. She's a great spokesperson. She does a lot of speaking engagements and stuff like that, and she's just a good woman, guys. So I hope you enjoyed her, and I hope we have her back on again when it comes down to it. We'll have her back on again. So, guys.
And I have a couple of announcements to make, too, when you finish.
Okay, you got a couple of announcements?
Yes, sir. I wanted to announce on behalf of Sister Gidget, tomorrow's show, Nation Building Presents Murder in a Small Town. They're going to be speaking with the father as well as the investigative team behind the murder of 14-year-old Jason Smith that was allegedly drowned, but now investigations have uncovered that it may be two white juveniles as well as the KKK may be involved in this crime as well. And also, I would like to draw your attention to Hammer Magazine. You can go online to hammermagazine.com or hammermagazine.biz, and you will see an article where Sister Gidget was interviewed on behalf of the Nation Building Movement, and I will print the article on Facebook, but you can also visit the magazine site and see the article about Nation Building Movement there.
Great, that's great. Sounds good.
Hey, I got to advertise. Hey, I got something I want to say, too. Hey, y'all remember that song that guy named Young Jesus had called My President is Black?
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right, I got this song that I'm about to bring out called My Best Friend is Black.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. You going to bring it out right here?
Well, think about it, Caesar. You're going to have to be, you know, the producer for this song for me. We got to put this shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. We can get that. We can do that.
Hey, you're my new black friend, too, Caesar. I mean, you were like the first one, you know?
I got you, brother. I got you, man. I got you. Wow. Okay. Thanks, people, for tuning in to the show. We appreciate it. We got about 17 seconds left. Bicycle Tone, you got any last words you want to say?
Yo, man, DJ Black Caesar and Miss Suave Show, man, every Wednesdays, man. Y'all need to tune in, dog, for real. Yo, Willie, man, big shout out to you for all the laughs, man, and I love this show. I'm thrilled to. I just can't wait to come back, man. Thank you, guys, for real.
I love this fucking show. Stop drinking that shit, boy. I'm telling you, that shit messes you up, boy. You're drinking too damn much, and I'm telling you, you need to stop. You know, and slow down and think about what you be doing now.
Do you guys hear me now?
Hey, Bob.
Okay.
You sobered up.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody have a good night. And...
No. One love, y'all. One love.
Good night, family. Love you all.